Come on, Angela, let's shake a leg, please. Angela, come on, we gotta get to that funeral, come on.
Right, still don't know why we're going to this thing. I thought you didn't like Mr. Aiello.
No, I didn't. He was mean. He was the kind of guy that would, you know, steal money from the Salvation Army Christmas pot. The kind of guy that would cut in front of an older lady on the communion line, you know? The kind of guy would knock over a little boy's bike. It was a new bike, Angela, shiny red. It was a Ross. It had them little flame stripes, you know what I mean? Yellow, they were flame. He was evil incarnate.
Then why are we going?
Out of respect.
Forget it, Jonathan.
Come on, Sam, be human for a change.
Not again. They have been at this all day.
If they put me in a bad mood for this funeral, so help me.
Damn, you take
him. Hey, I'm gonna be watching him all day. You take
him. I can't.
Oh, hey, time out.
What is with you two? It's nothing but bicker, bicker, bicker.
I need to buy stuff for school and no one will take me.
I can't believe what I'm hearing here. If Billy needs something, you two should be fighting over who's gonna do it first.
Sure, so I have to give up working on my term paper just so he could go study with some girl who obviously has no taste in men.
Girl, what girl?
Patricia.
Way to keep a secret, big mouth.
Oh. Look, I have no time for this childish banter. Right now, I am immersed in Plato's Republic.
Well, immerse yourself in this.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Hey, guys, please stop. You're getting Billy all wet. Come on.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life, a brand new life, a brand new life around the bend.
Now I'm going to tell you something that my grandfather told me. Family, la familia, is everything. And you guys are family.
Actually, Dad, we're not.
We're all from different parents.
I just got here.
Well, you're as close to family as you're gonna get. Now look, you guys gotta pull together and do things for each other. I'll show you what I mean. Here. See this? See this pencil? This one lone solitary pencil? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jonathan, break that pencil. Interesting. Easily broken, that one pencil, huh? Now, take these three pencils here. United. Try to break those, Jonathan. Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Angela, get me three iron pipes.
I think they got the point.
And the point is?
Three people standing together are stronger than any single member of that group.
Oh, stirs your soul, doesn't it, people?
Okay, Billy, I'd be glad to take you shopping. Come on, what do you need, buddy?
More pencils. Tony broke them.
All right, come on. Yes, come on.
Well, you and Mom better get going. Dead men don't wait.
Wow. What's the matter? Want to spend some time alone with Patricia, huh, Guy?
Does this Patricia have a last name?
No, Mom, she doesn't. She's like Cher.
That's good. You see, Angela, see, there are certain times in a young man's life when he can't discuss everything with his mother, so, of course, he comes to his housekeeper. What's the scoop, Studmeister? We're going. Okay, come on.
Back door.
Now, wait a minute. Jonathan, we will not embarrass you.
Really? We just want to meet your little study buddy.
Well, I won't embarrass you, and I'll try to keep your mother in line.
Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Joe.
Joe?
She calls everybody Joe.
Names are just labels. I deplore labels.
Okay. So, Joe, this is Joe's mother, Joe, and I'm Joe, Joe's housekeeper, Joe.
Nice to meet you, Patricia.
I like the way you guys dress, basic black.
Oh, well, we have to go to a funeral.
Cool, I love funerals. Can we go?
I don't think it would be much fun for you. It's a closed casket.
What a bummer. Well, let's go study. Oh, this is my grandma.
Hiya, Joe.
Hiya, Bill.
I like her.
Thanks. I like your fifth earring from the top.
Oh, this is an African love stone. Folklore has it that if your partner nibbles on it, he'll ravage you like a wild beast.
Cool.
We are not going to the funeral.
Right, no, no, no. Come on, Angel. It's just folklore.
No, it's not. I've got one.
Come on now. I admit she's a little bit quirky, but I'm sure deep down inside she's a nice, normal kid.
No, that girl sprouted from a pod.
No, stop it.
You know, if Mother thinks she's weird, oh, my poor Jonathan.
All right, wait. Your poor Jonathan can take care of himself.
You wouldn't be saying that if it was Sam in there with some guy wearing an African love stone.
Well, I wouldn't be overreacting, a la you.
Oh, you mean like the time you barricaded the front door to keep Sam from going out with that guy with the leather chaps?
I didn't barricade the door. I was simply looking for a new place for the refrigerator. And anyway, I mean, it's a lot different for guys and girls, you know.
Uh-huh. You have a double standard.
Well, yes and no. Well, what I mean is, at some point, you gotta realize that as your kids grow up, they're gonna date people that you don't like.
Maybe you're right.
I know I am. I'm just so glad it's not me this time. Come on. We'll go to the funeral, take your mind off your troubles, huh? Oh, forgot the flowers.
All right, I'll warm up the car.
Okay.
You crack me up. You know, you're the greatest guy. You're the cutest, too.
All right, Joe. Hey, where you going? Sounds like you're on a roll in there.
Correction. The guy she's talking to on the phone is on a roll.
Oh.
What do I do, Tony?
Well, Jonathan, do you really like this girl?
Like her? Every time I see her, it's like my insides are going to explode and show up on my outsides.
Well, as the guy who does the laundry around here, let's try to avoid that, you know? Look, come here. Look, listen to me. If you really like this girl, Jonathan, then go for it.
Go for it? So what you're saying is go for it.
Well, that's another way of putting it. But what I mean is just be cool. Don't let that other guy intimidate you. And whatever you do, make sure Patricia knows how you feel about her.
First, I have to convince her that I exist.
You do whatever it takes to win her heart.
Whatever it takes. Go for it. You know so much about women.
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Another one. I've got to write these down.
Hey, look, Jonathan. You take these, huh? They'll do you a lot more good than they will Mr. Aiello, huh?
Thanks, Tony.
All right.
I'm going for it.
Ooh, go for it. I'm glad I'm not 15 no more.
Okay, I'll call you later, Joe. Bye.
Here, these are for you.
Jonathan. Ooh, and a card. Thinking of you in your time of sorrow. This is such a turn on.
What can I say? I'm a romantic guy.
You know, I don't feel like studying. There's this new German film at the Farnart. Want to go?
Sure, the number 5 bus runs right by there.
A bus? I don't think so. I'll get Joe to take me.
Wait. I'll take you.
You're only 15. You don't have a license.
Just because I don't have a license doesn't mean I can't drive.
Really?
Sure. Come on. We'll take my mom's car. Uh-oh. They took my mom's car.
What about this Jeep?
It's Tony's Jeep.
Well, it's black and I do love black.
Hey, whatever it takes.
It's rock and roll.
All right. First, the ignition. Then, pop this baby into drive and release the parking brake. Sam!
What?
I've got to talk to you. I'm in trouble. Big trouble.
Oh, okay. I'm here for you. What is it?
I crashed Tony's car.
Bye.
Sam, wait!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Why would you do such a stupid thing?
I did it to impress Patricia. I did it for love.
Oh, for love.
Dad'll buy that. What happened?
Well, I was making a right turn and Patricia started tickling my cheek with her nose and then she started...
I don't want to hear about this!
I got nervous and I jumped the curb and ran through a rose bush. And now there's a scratch on Tony's fender.
Oh, how big a scratch?
Not that big. Actually, it's pretty small. In fact, you can hardly see it. Hey, maybe he won't even notice.
Great.
Somebody scratched Tony's car.
Well, look at the bright side. Now Dad could go from one funeral to another.
You gotta help me, Sam.
Oh, Jonathan, you are not dragging me into this.
Boy, I ask you for one tiny favor and you turn your back
Jonathan,
on me.
I'm gonna
have to kill somebody here.
Dad, I had nothing to do with it.
Oh, yes, you did, Samantha.
I did?
Yes. We just went through this, didn't we, people? The pencils.
Pencils?
You know, families stick together.
That's right, Billy boy. That's right. We help each other. And what's the first thing I hear when I walk in the house? Sam saying, no, I won't help you.
But, Dad, no.
No, please. I don't want to hear it. You two guys work this out.
We will. Don't worry about it, Tony.
So what are you guys doing back so fast?
Well, the ground was so frozen they couldn't dig the grave. It's been rescheduled for next Tuesday.
Just like that, Aiello to make me go to his funeral twice. I'm telling you, this happens again, it's burial at sea.
You heard what Tony said, Sam. We help each other. Please help me.
Forget it, Jonathan. I am not going to be part of any cover-up.
Cover-up? That's great. I'll cover up the scratch with Tony's touch-up paint.
You're the best, Sam. Billy, don't grow up like him.
Okay.
Sam, I know I'm not the greatest grandmother in the world, but did I miss Jonathan's 16th birthday?
No, he's still 15, Mona.
Good. Then I don't have to give him this gift. It was stale anyway.
Why were you asking?
Well, I could have sworn that I saw Jonathan driving Tony's Jeep on 3rd Street. And there was a girl nibbling at his earlobe.
I don't want to hear about this.
I tried to follow him, but he took a shortcut through a rose bush.
Yeah, that was Jonathan.
Billy, that was our little secret.
Well, I didn't tell her about the scratch.
Was there an accident? Was somebody hurt?
No, it was nothing, but he's such a bonehead, and now he wants me to bail him out. I mean, why would he come to me?
You mean other than the fact that he worships the ground you walk on?
Please, Mona.
No, I'm serious. He thinks of you as a big sister. He's always bragging to his friends about Sam, the college girl. He even carries a picture of you in his wallet. I know, I just went through it.
He really feels that way about me?
Absolutely. So don't be so hard on the kid, huh? Remember when you were 15? You were kind of a bonehead, too.
Great. One person in the world idolizes me, and it's Jonathan.
I idolize you.
The paint's frozen, Sam. Now what am I gonna do?
Give me that. How have you survived since I moved out?
It hasn't been easy. Billy doesn't know how to do anything.
Hey! Anyone want some tea?
Oh, no, thanks.
What was that?
Nail polish.
Black nail polish?
It's Patricia's. I better get it back to her.
Jonathan, I want to talk to you about her.
You're right, Mom. She's weird, she's strange, she's definitely not for me. I'm never gonna see her again.
Oh. Boy, as a parent, I'm good.
Wait a moment.
Dad, where are you going?
I'm gonna put some more antifreeze in my Jeep.
Now?
Yeah, tonight it's supposed to drop down to 10 degrees, and you know, next to you, that Jeep's my baby.
Well, why don't you put some antifreeze in yourself first? Why don't you have some tea?
No, thanks, Sam. It's very nice of you, but I'll have some later.
Ow!
Ow!
Hey, what is it?
What's wrong?
Oh, I think I have something in my eye.
Oh, well, let me see. Come here. Look up. Yeah, I don't see anything, Sam.
Oh, Dad, it really hurts.
Well, maybe it's some dust.
Dust? In my kitchen, Angela?
I
know exactly what you meant, but let me tell you something. There's no dust in my kitchen. You want me to pull over?
Officer, I couldn't have been speeding. You caught up to me on foot.
Are you Anthony Maselli, the registered owner of this vehicle?
Yeah.
So, Maselli, I got a complaint here charging you with careless driving and destroying private property.
Well, are you kidding me? I just moved the car 3 inches. What, did I get an air tell?
Right. Sir, earlier today, your vehicle was identified in a rosebush thrashing incident.
That's crazy. This car hasn't moved all day. You're wasting your time, officer.
That's part of my job, sir. Can you explain to me why this hood is warm?
It is? It is.
Huh. And maybe you can explain that touch-up paint on your pants.
Do I get one phone call?
Sir, you have 24 hours to make restitution to the complaining party, or a bench warrant will be issued for your arrest. Have a nice day.
So far, the High Point's been a funeral.
I kept your tea hot.
I'm already hot enough. The police were just here.
Why? What's wrong?
While we were at that funeral, somebody stole my Cherokee, got into an accident, and tried to cover it up by painting over the scratch.
Yeah. Oh, no! Hey, why? Who would do something like that?
There's only one person in this household who's childish and irresponsible enough to pull a stunt like that. Mona!
Get down here!
This is ridiculous. Why would Mother steal your car?
Why, Angela? Why? Who knows how the criminal mind works?
What is all this yelling about?
Does the term hit and run mean anything to you, Mona?
Well, that's what they used to call me in high school.
Are you kidding?
How did you find that out?
An officer of the law was just here. Ah, that's right. See, I know all about the accident, the rosebush, the paint. I know everything.
Okay. You caught me. I will pay for the damage and I'll get your car fixed, okay?
No, it's not okay, Mona. What you did was stupid and irresponsible.
And what kind of example is that to set for the children?
Look, Tony, she didn't do it. The truth is...
I took your car. If you want to yell at someone, yell at me.
Sam?
I can't believe you would do something like this.
She didn't do it.
It was me.
You cracked up my car?
Yeah, I couldn't see over the wheel.
All right, wait a minute. What is going on here?
Look, everybody, thanks for covering for me. But the truth is, see, Patricia usually dates older guys who drive, and I was...
I knew it. I knew that girl was a bad influence on him. Look what she did to my baby.
Look what your baby did to my Jeep.
I knew I was doing something wrong, but this voice in my head said, go for it.
Go for it. Now, why would you listen to such a stupid voice?
It was Tony's.
Boy, I meant more like, you know, write her a poem, not Grand Theft Auto.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're grounded for 1 month, and when it comes time to get your driver's license, don't hold your breath.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, and you. Oh, yeah, you. You for covering up for him like that? You're grounded, too. Go to your room.
Fine.
May not work as well once they move out.
Uh-oh.
And what do you think we should do about him?
Well, obviously, he's the brains of the operation.
I'll go to my room.
I'm telling you, this is the way Babyface Nelson started.
And you knew all about this, and you didn't say anything.
I'll go to my room. Can I have conjugal visits?
You must be furious. I'm furious. It's not even my car.
What are you grinning about?
They're family, Angela.
What?
Don't you get it? When the chips were down, when they needed each other, there they were, pulling for each other. Three pencils, unbreakable. They bonded, Angela.
Against us in crime.
Well, you gotta start somewhere.
So, Patricia and I patched things up and we're going out tonight.
Oh, that's great. Great, Jonathan. But hey, is it okay with your mother?
Oh, yeah, she's really cool about it. Right, Mom?
That's right, honey. That's Patricia.
Looks good there.